Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. It's Thursday, July 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your local news. Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives have charged South County Jail inmate Noel Torres, previously from Orlando, with one count of aggravated battery after he attacked another inmate. According to the affidavit, on Sunday, July 5th, the victim was a trustee assisting with the collection of food trays from inmates following lunch at the South County Jail. As the deputy unlocked and opened an inmate Torres' cell to collect his food tray, Torres rushed past the deputy and struck the victim twice in the face with his hands. This caused the victim to fall backward, where his head struck the concrete floor. The deputy immediately locked Torres in his cell and summoned medical help for the victim. The victim was transported to an area hospital where he is in critical condition. During the investigation, it was learned that Torres and the victim had issues with each other over Torres' allegation that the victim took food items from the trays. According to Sheriff Grady Judd, Torres is a violent inmate with 60 prior felony arrests, proving he is a career criminal with absolutely no concern for others. Torres was arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on October 3, 2018, for robbery, burglary of a conveyance, and grand theft of a motor vehicle. On July 3, 2019, Torres battered another inmate and was charged with aggravated battery and is being held on no bond for that charge. His criminal history includes 60 prior felonies and 33 prior misdemeanors, including battery, domestic violence, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, false imprisonment, battery on a law enforcement officer, robbery, grand theft, possession of cocaine, possession of heroin, and possession of drug equipment. The Wauchula Police Department is asking for your assistance in locating Gloria Jean Wade. Gloria was last seen in February 2020 and has not had any contact with family or friends since. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of Gloria, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265 or your local law enforcement agency. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office has reported that Linda Saavedra has been located. She was last seen in Zolfo Springs on July 8th at 12 a.m. and was reported found that evening. Also from the Hardy County Sheriff, Demisha Carlton has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of synthetic cannabinoids and possession of methamphetamine. If you know of any information regarding Demisha Carlton, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. You may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on their free mobile app. Cutting Edge Food Bank will be postponing all weekly food distribution until July 28th due to COVID-19. However, Caring People Recovery Center will be hosting a Feeding Tampa Bay mobile pantry in Bowling Green on July 10th at 5207 Doyle Parker Avenue in Bowling Green. Additional dates for Caring People includes July 17th, 24th, and 31st. Your local events. 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join in on the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282. Email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. There will be a lunch and learn on July 23rd at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. It's a celebration of our leadership Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. The Alumni Showdown 2020 Golf Classic will be at the River Greens Golf Course, 47 West Lake Damon Drive in Avon Park, on August 22nd. There will be cash prizes, raffle prizes, door prizes, breakfast and catered lunch, live entertainment, and two door tickets included. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Non-sponsored fees are $100 per player and $350 per team. The tournament fee includes breakfast, lunch, green cart fees, and two-door tickets. You can register for these two events at hardycc.com. We have some jobs here in Hardy County, starting off with two for very important positions. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for a school resource deputy. You must have a high school diploma or GED, be a U.S. citizen at least 19 years of age, a valid driver's license, no felony convictions, no misdemeanor convictions after the age of 25, and you must complete a commission-approved basic recruit training for law enforcement. Visit hardyso.com or download their free mobile app to apply. Polk County Sheriff's Office is looking for qualified men and women who desire to work as substitute crossing guards. Locations are Lakeland, Bartow, Fort Meade, Haines City, and Davenport. The substitute should be available to work for 1 hour in the morning and for 30 minutes in the afternoon when scheduled to work a crossing. Anyone interested in applying for a position in Lakeland, Bartow, or Fort Meade should contact Supervisor Heather Strafford at 863-534-7300, extension 108. Anyone interested in applying for a position in Haines City or Davenport, contact Supervisor Courtney Connell at 863-534-7300, extension 109. Walgreens is looking for a customer service associate. Basic qualifications include fluency in reading, writing, and speaking English, as well as willingness to work a flexible schedule with weekend hours and evenings. TWC Services is looking for an HVAC technician. You must have 3 to 5 years of experience in the HVACR trade, EPA certification, strong attention to details, be conscientious, a team player, honesty, integrity, quality craftsmanship, and a good attitude, and a clean driving record, background check, and drug screen. Highlands Advanced Rheumatology and Arthritis Center is looking for a medical assistant scribe. They are strongly asking for any bilingual individuals with Spanish and English fluency to apply. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to hardymidday@gmail.com, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly help us when we are pulling information to read on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, plus business news and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full-function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Let's go ahead and get over to our weather report and forecast. This report last updated at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 62%, heat index 96, winds northwest at 9.2 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 29.96 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:29 a.m. Eastern Time. Heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Eastern this evening. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon. Mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Heat index values up to 110. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot with highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 109. And Friday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the upper 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your Wauchula weather and Hardy County forecast here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Let's go ahead and go over to your sports news.
With Esrid Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Super Bowl MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes has spoken with the media following his 10-year contract extension that ties him with Kansas City through the 2031 season. Mahomes, who will make a record $500 million over a 10-year period, says the structure of the deal was important.
But I also wanted to keep really good football players around me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that having a great football team around me doesn't help me when I'm on the field. And so I wanted to find the best way that I could do that. And I feel like that they came to me with this idea and this concept of obviously making me financially secure, but having the ability to go out and re-sign all these guys. And like, we're returning 20 or 21 of 22 starters. I knew that this was the way that was going to be the right way to do it.
There are some things he cannot do while under contract, including playing basketball and baseball and getting on a jet ski. Golf is apparently okay, as he set play in the American Century Championship Golf Tournament later this week. This is Esther in Sports. University of North Carolina says it has paused voluntary football workouts for at least a week.
This after reporting 37 positive test results for coronavirus among school athletes, coaches, and staff. The school announced results following 429 tests administered as they began returning to campus last month. The school didn't specify which programs were impacted beyond announcing the pause to football workouts. Officials did say the Orange County Health Department had identified a cluster of five or more related cases. It's unclear exactly when the football workouts will resume. George Bonzani reporting.
NASCAR cannot meet the quarantine rules in New York and must move its August race from Watkins Glen. The event will instead be held on the road course at Daytona. It will be NASCAR's debut on the course used by the IMSA Sports Car Series. The Cup schedule released covers all of August through the regularly scheduled season finale on the Oval at Daytona. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now to our business news and the stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump and Mexico's president are celebrating the newly installed trade agreement.
After a West Wing meeting, the president and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador spoke of strong, friendly relations between the neighboring countries. And Mr. Trump hailed the new USMCA.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country. And it will bring enormous prosperity to both American and Mexican workers and Canada.
He also said the U.S. and Mexico are working to combat drugs and human trafficking, as well as the coronavirus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. consumers reduced their borrowing for a third straight month in May. The Federal Reserve reported a drop of $18.3 billion. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P up 25, the Dow picks up 177, the NASDAQ charts a new high up 149, 8 points shy of 10,500. With Esser in Business, I'm George Manzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: light travels faster than sound. That is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.